BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Obama says a dangerous precedent has been set by the decision of the US Congress to overrule his veto of legislation allowing families of victims of the September the 11th attacks to sue the Saudi government. Mr. Obama said the bill eliminated the notion of sovereign immunity, opening up US forces or officials working overseas to possible legal action. The oil producers' cartel OPEC has agreed an outline deal to cut production in a bid to shore up the price of crude. It's the first such agreement in 8 years. Oil prices jumped 5% on the news. The head of the medical charity MSF has called on the UN Security Council to prohibit attacks on medical facilities after airstrikes in Syria on rebel-held East Aleppo put two hospitals out of action. Joanna Liu said a brutal and relentless onslaught had left Eastern Aleppo with just 7 surgeons to treat some 250,000 people. A teenage gunman has killed his father before shooting and wounding 2 children and a teacher at a primary school in the U.S. state of South Carolina. The gunman was wrestled to the ground by a firefighter and taken into custody. Turkey's National Security Council has recommended extending the state of emergency brought in after July's failed coup attempt. More than 30,000 alleged supporters of the coup have been arrested since it was imposed. The governor of California has signed a bill ending a 10-year statute of limitations on rape and similar sexual offences. The move was prompted by accusations by several women against the actor and comedian Bill Cosby during the 1970s and 80s. Bill Cosby has denied any wrongdoing. The remains of 10 United States soldiers killed during the Mexican-American War are being returned 170 years after their deaths. The troops are believed to have been volunteers who fought during the Battle of Monterrey in Mexico in 1846. BBC News.